There's some news coming through right now that involves a former Labor minister who's well known to everyone here in New South Wales because he has a habit of finding himself under the spotlight. And that man's name is Joe Tripodi. Former Labor minister Joe Tripodi is currently being questioned by New South Wales police. Now, this story is going to be broken on Nine News tonight by Chris O'Keefe, their state political reporter. He's very kindly agreed to share some of the details with us on 2GB right now before his report on Nine News tonight. Chris O'Keefe, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
Now, Joe Tripodi, he's had his fair share of troubles in the past. I mean, if I listed them all, we'd be here and you'd miss your cross to Peter Overton later on. But let me just touch on a couple. He was found corrupt by ICAC in 2014, found corrupt by ICAC in 2016. In August, ICAC referred Tripodi to the DPP for consideration of charging him with misconduct in public office. That was after he leaked confidential Treasury documents to Nathan Tinkler's company, Buildev. But I'm understanding that your story tonight has got nothing to do with any of those matters.
No, completely different. This one's only happened in about the last hour or so. Ben Tripodi took himself to Green Valley Police Station in the city southwest this afternoon. He was contacted by police. Now, it's in regards to a car prank that occurred in July in Eastwood. Now, police were chasing some details from Mr. Tripodi about what happened in this accident between his BMW and a Honda Accord. Now, there was an allegation from one of the drivers in this accident, and this was an allegation made to police, that Mr. Tripodi did fail to stop in that accident. Now, I have spoken to police. They say Mr. Tripodi has absolutely and utterly denied this. He spent about half an hour or so in Green Valley Police Station this afternoon. We do have some exclusive pictures of him coming out, and we also have an interview where Joe Tripodi says this is a matter that he's being left with police and he denies any wrongdoing. He has not been placed under arrest in this instance. He has not been charged, Ben, but I can tell you police are working through the details on this one to figure out what on earth's gone on.
All right, so July in Eastwood, a traffic accident, and there's a suggestion from at least one person that he failed to stop, but that is being vigorously denied by Joe Tripodi himself.
Yeah, absolutely. So we caught up with him at the front of Green Valley Police Station. As you can imagine, he wasn't too thrilled that we were there, but nonetheless, he did say that all these allegations are false. He has done nothing wrong here, and he is leaving the matter with police. The police are working through it as we speak, and they're trying to get into the bottom of it because, as you can imagine, this crash happened back in July in Eastwood, but nonetheless, because it is Joe Tripodi, everything is being taken as read, and it's being taken as serious because of the stop effect. He's a serious one.
Yeah, and he's a magnet for controversy. We know that. Look, I'll have a look at his reaction when you confronted him outside the police station tonight. Thanks, Chris.
Good on you, Ben.
Chris O'Keefe, the Nine News state political reporter. So you'll see Joe Tripodi coming out of the police station and facing his questions on the news tonight. So that relates to a traffic accident in July. He has already been expelled from the Labor Party, Joe Tripodi. The Labor Party decided to punt him after controversy, after scandal, after trouble, after everything else that he's been through. He's one of these guys that everywhere he goes, trouble somehow follows him around.